Officials at the University of Utah's Kem C. Gardner Policy Institute released this week a new collection of long-term demographic data about the state. The report projects significant growth outside of Salt Lake City. KUER's Eric Newman has more.
The data will be used to guide policymakers in decisions concerning everything from transportation to education. Dr. Pamela Perlick is the Institute's Director of Demographic Research. She says the biggest growth is likely to not be in Salt Lake County, but to the south in Utah County.
It will become much more urban than sort of this old Utah County, which was quite rural and had an agricultural base to it.
Perlick says the change will happen as developable land in Salt Lake County becomes increasingly expensive.
So it becomes more economical to begin to develop more residential land further south.
Perlick and a team of demographers compiled data sets including birth and death rates, employment and labor numbers, public education, Medicare, and IRS information, along with census data. They forecast that in 50 years, Utah County will be nearly equal in size to Salt Lake County. Bill Lee is the chair of the Utah County Commission. He says the demographic trends are bigger than he expected, but are not totally surprising.
We have towns that are, you know, like Eagle Mountain came out of nowhere, and all of a sudden that sprouted up. That could happen again in some other spot.
Based on the Institute's forecast, Lee said he will be focusing on the resource management this growth depends on, like preserving transportation corridors if highways need to get bigger, and better access to water.
You can have all the land in the world, but if you don't have water, like you said, you're not growing very fast.
According to Dr. Perlick, the factors driving growth are migration to Utah and the state's above-average birth rate. Eric Newman, KUER News.